Welcome to Nick, Jess and Ducko's Bottom Three, celebrating the low points of the week on the show.
Funerals, what do we know about them? They're sad.
Number three.
We got this garbled mess from Ducko this week. And what was that, you ask? Well, would you believe it, that was actually an impression of Jess's dad, Rob Farcioni. Here's the whole thing.
Coming up as well, Inside 10, hear all about Jess and I's couple weekend.
Oh!
Did Jess, I was going to say make a baby.
No, because people only heard that at 6 a.m. yeah, on Friday and now 8:30 on Monday, they're going to go, what did he just say?
It was a bit on, but we'll unpack
it. Did Jess make a baby? I mean, what a sentence. My dad just spat out his coffee.
Good morning, Mr.
Good morning,
Rob.
Number two.
Amazingly, though, that impression of Rob Farcioni wasn't the worst impression of this week. Although the honour of number one still goes to Ducko.
Justin Bieber and his peaches. The Biebs was recently posing with Conor McGregor.
Maybe he'll do a collab with the kid Leroy and Bieber.
Oh,
I reckon Conor could rap or something.
Yeah.
He'd do something like that.
He'd be like DJ Khaled, you know, he'd just yell in the background.
Yeah.
You thought you knew you'd... We the best music.
Keep going.
Okay.
Compose yourself.
You know. Well, now I'm going New York like Mayor Quimby.
Irish to New York.
That's
the collab I pay for.
Oh, no, I've had a doozy on
Oh,
the
God, Rob Thomas, hang on. I want to tell you about this app.
Hold on. Let me talk amongst yourselves really quietly while I fix myself.
Are you excited to learn about how you can make some money?
I'm really excited. Now pretend I said the funny thing again.
Number one.
There was some gross stuff floating around on the show this week, starting with this weird reaction to Jess's offer for a Team J-Lo movie night.
Everyone come around to my house in my, like, bedroom that's in the living room and we'll watch Jiggly together.
You're right over there, mate.
And if that wasn't gross enough, Jody then gave us this confronting admission.
Jody and Cessnock, what's better than the hanky pank?
So I have to confess, guys, I'm a bit of a boogie picker. I don't mind it. But how good are the ones when you go for a good one and then realise it's a big stringer and it feels like it comes from your brain?
And then Jess, out of the blue, decided to ask Nick this very personal question.
How is your groin?
It's a bit sore. Yeah, you injured it.
Yeah, I'm not just asking.
A bit intimate.
And that's it for Nick, Jess and Ducko's Bottom Three.
You thought you knew you'd...